Do you believe in coincidence or God incidents? Our program today will give you the opportunity to answer that question. It's a true story, and the author is James Thomas Oakes, who is now deceased. The story will be told to you by Joy Askew. Joy is a Reiki master, yoga instructor, meditation instructor, ordained minister, founder and organizer of Wake for Consciousness, and servant and daughter of God. Her stated mission is to open the world's eyes to the reality that heaven is right here, right now, on earth. She had a spiritual awakening at age 47. This story began one night when I was going through a file and pulled out a story she's going to tell you, which I had for many years. I wasn't searching for the story, but here it was. The next day, I met Joy at a meetup group and told her I wanted to do a podcast about this letter, but didn't feel like I could do it myself because every time I read it out loud, I became emotional. I asked her if she would share this letter with you, and she agreed. And now here is Joy Askew telling the story, The Sparrow at Starbucks.
It was chilly in Manhattan, but warm inside the Starbucks shop on 51st Street and Broadway, just a skip up from Times Square. For a musician, it's the most lucrative Starbucks location in the world, I'm told, and consequently, the tips can be substantial if you play your tunes right. I was playing keyboard and singing backup for my friend, who also added rhythm with an arsenal of percussion instruments. During our emotional rendition of If You Don't Know Me By Now, I noticed a lady sitting in one of the lounge chairs across from me. She was swaying to the beat and singing along. After the tune was over, she approached me. I apologized for singing along on that song. Did it bother you? She asked. No, I replied. We love it when the audience joins in. Would you like to sing up front on the next selection? To my delight, she accepted my invitation. You choose, I said. What are you in the mood to sing? Well, do you know any hymns? Hymns? This woman didn't know who she was dealing with. I cut my teeth on hymns. Before I was even born, I was going to church. I gave our guest singer a knowing look. Name one. Oh, I don't know. There are so many good ones. You pick one. Okay, I replied. How about His Eye Is on the Sparrow? My new friend was silent, her eyes averted. Then she fixed her eyes on mine again and said, Yeah, let's do that one. She slowly nodded her head, put down her purse, straightened her jacket, and faced the center of the shop. With my two-bar set up, she began to sing. Why should I be discouraged? Why should the shadows come? The audience of cough drinkers was transfixed. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. When the last note was sung, the applause crescendoed to a deafening roar. Embarrassed, the woman tried to shout over the din, Oh, y'all go back to your coffee. I didn't come in here to do a concert. I just came in here to get something to drink, just like you. But the ovation continued. I embraced my new friend. You, my dear, have made my whole year. That was beautiful. It's funny that you picked that particular hymn, she said. Why is that? She hesitated again. That was my daughter's favorite song. She grabbed my hands. By this time, the applause had subsided, and it was business as usual. She was 16. She died of a brain tumor last week. I said the first thing that found its way through my silence, "Are you going to be okay?" She smiled through tear-filled eyes and squeezed my hand. "I'm going to be okay. I've just got to keep trusting the Lord and singing His songs, and everything's going to be just fine." She picked up her bag, gave me her card, and then she was gone. Was it just a coincidence that we happened to be singing in that particular coffee shop on that particular November night? Coincidence that this wonderful lady just happened to walk into that particular shop? Coincidence that of all the hymns to choose from, I just happened to pick the very hymn that was the favorite of her daughter, who had died just the week before? I refuse to believe it.
God has been arranging encounters in human history since the beginning of time, and it's no stretch for me to imagine that He could reach into a coffee shop in Midtown Manhattan and turn an ordinary gig into a revival. It was a great reminder that if we keep trusting Him and singing His songs, everything is going to be okay. The next time that you feel that God can't use you, remember, Noah was a drunk, Abraham was too old, Isaac was a daydreamer, Jacob was a liar, Leah was ugly, Joseph was abused, Moses was a stutterer, Gideon was afraid, Samson had long hair and was a womanizer, Rahab was a prostitute, Jeremiah and Timothy were too young, David had an affair and was a murderer, Elijah was suicidal, Isaiah preached naked, Jonah ran from God, Peter denied Christ, the disciples fell asleep while praying, and Lazarus was dead. God can use you to your full potential. Besides, you are not the message, you are just the messenger. May God bless you today and every day as you face any storms that come your way.